Good morning. This past week's daf was Daf Ayin Beis in the seventh parak, Pseches Ksubis. Let's start from the Mishnah in the middle of the Omid, Omid Beis, Omid Aleph. So the Mishnah, El Yoytzeis Shaloi B'Ksuba. The following Noshim are Yoytzeis Shaloi B'Ksuba. When he's Megarish, he's noshim. He's not mechuyev ksuba. Okay, we'll see exactly the problem in that. El yoytzei shloi b'ksuba. Zok mishnah hayveras alas Moshe v'Yehudis. These are two categories, as we see in the mishnah. The isha is hayveras aldas Moshe, or she is hayveras aldas Yehudis. Zok Rashi tells us a different Das Yehudis Shenagu Bnei Yisrael Afal Gav Dulo Yiksivu. Now, what the guidelines of these two categories are, we need to speak through just a little bit in a general sense that. I mean, it seems to be a wide gap between the two. I mean, that's the Yehudis Rashi explanation. Noagu b'nei Yisrael, right? Noagu b'nei Yisrael sounds like that this is a way of that's how they b'nei Yisrael have accustomed themselves to do it. Is it Iker Hadin? It would sound like it's not even Iker Hadin, but it's something which has been accepted. This practice has been accepted, and being that it's largely accepted by everyone, so we expect Anisha to be to abide by it. And if she doesn't, it's a basis of giving her a get. Now Rashi says, "Va'afagav de lo yiksiva," would sound like he is referring to the category of das Moshe. So from here, it would sound like it's a ksiva. So das Moshe from Rashi would sound like that it has to do with ksiva. Akopano de raisa. Maybe even more. Maybe ksiva, but beraisa. I'm just speaking out the stodim over here. Where we start? Afagav de lake ksiva. That's the mashmois of that. L'chari would be l'chari is that das Moshe refers to the Torah Shebichsav. But not only in Torah Shabbosav, but it sounds like that it's a ksiva we're talking about. Right? That this is one extreme of the mashmois. Meaning to say that there are things which are deraisa, which are not necessarily considered ksiva. I mean, definitely the halachal moish misinais, which are regarded pretty much all in yonim as a deraisa. Then you even have things which are droshos chazal. Now it's not mefurish in the pasuk like that, but this is using the yigimul midas or other sources that chazal take out of a pasuk that this is what the pasuk is coming to say. Ksiva beraisa. The Gemara maybe would be mashma like that. Also, when the Gemara when I talk about Das Yehudis, he says the Yaitzev Rosh Perua. The Gemara asks Rosh Perua deraisa. It's a deraisa. Asks the Gemara Rashi says, it belongs in that category. Definitely sounds like that it's a kopalmus of the raisa.
I don't understand what you're talking about written versus bal peh. And your point here is that because this is written, specifically written,
the raisa of the chsiv, right? The raisa of the chsiv. Exactly what the chsiv is, maybe that might tell us something about it, right? We have to see exactly what do you see from there. But Mashmoy Segmor is first of all at least that it's a deraisa l'chora, and second it sounds like it's based on a dechsev, which that might have been the Mashmois of Rashi afakav leksivim, right? That first Rashi. Akapanim. So right now what we're putting forth is like this, is that you know there are two categories over here. So I mean everything you know will fit in you know from either one of these two categories. We just want to know what exactly are the guidelines of each category. Mitzad echad das Moshe, it would sound like it's a deraisa. That would seem like it's posh that it's a deraisa. So we'll see about that. Maybe it's not so posh. But kipshuta is definitely deraisa. And I was saying that is Rashi even uses a lotion of the chsiva, right? He doesn't say deraisa. He like the Gemara says. And like we're saying, the Gemara itself maybe is even marked like that, because the Gemara says the rice he dechsiv could be that from the Gemara itself, that you don't see that that without a ksiv is it that really written in the Torah explicitly that it's in the category of das Moshe. So
it says the lo ksiv
though. What says lo ksiv?
No, the Rashi.
Right. So what I'm taking out of the Rashi is that Rashi is talking about Das Yehudis.
Das Yehuda, okay.
Right?
Okay.
And he's saying, even though it's not Lexiv, which would seem to describe the other category of Das Moshe.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Leidach Giza, right, and on the other side of things, that Das Yehudis is Shenog Ubnais Yisrael, sounds like that, you know, it's something which maybe is not even Iker Hadin. Right, in other words, loymi boy, that it's not a deraisa, right? But it sounds like it's nagu b'nei Yisrael, right? Something that they took on. It's not even necessarily a something that the ikar hadin is mechayev. And so what I mean to say is like a large. Where does one end and where does the other one begin? Right. Obviously, everything between these are in these two categories. Right. Oh. So that's what we want to know. Like, what are the guidelines of Das Moshe? Right. If Das Yehudis first picks up, and with a hanhoga, so it would sound like that anything which is the din is mechayev, right? Then that's b'chal Das Moshe, which l'chora would include even drabonons, right? But we see the way Rashi and the past with the Gemara refers to the Das Moshe, which sounds like Das Moshe, sounds like definitely the rice, right? Right. So that's what we'll be more on exactly the perimeters of each of these categories. Where does one stop and where does the other one start?
I mean, right.
Well, what would you say about that?
Well, I saw a shita that some things are not included. Durabanans will not be included.
Yeah.
I think specifically they said that certain takana that Ezra made was not included. You couldn't be motze below ksuva if she was overus on the specific takana that Ezra made.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll see. We'll take half the norm. Why is it worse? Right? I mean, anything that Ezra made, you know, probably mikoyach that became part of the Hanhoga. So the fact that B'nai Yisrael conducted, this is what they do. Now, it could be that it's worse that if they're doing it because of Takanas Ezra rather than they themselves took on.
or maybe they'd fully take it on. Well, I guess if they didn't fully take it on, then it wouldn't be accepted. Is that what you want to say? Then the klal wouldn't be shayach.
Oh, what? I mean, they didn't take it on this takon sezer. Okay, I don't know.
They took it. Yeah. Okay, I don't know. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. But that's a point. I mean, maybe there are other guidelines. We'll see as we go further. What's in this?
Would you consider the pratim of shechita, for example, to be ksiva or not ksiva? Meaning, it's ksiva because it says shechita. So pratim. Okay, it doesn't say all the pratim. That we know. Or that's Torah Shabbat Alpeh.
Yeah, I mean, that's halachah mishmir Sinai, akoponim. That's the halachah mishmir Sinai. This may be one of the halachah shechita. Could be, there's a mocker for, I think, the Gemara we shouldn't talk about. But pretty much with regard to the halachah shechita as halachah mishmir Sinai. Alright, and, you know, the Torah just, there's a reference in the Torah about it. But, not more than that. Right. So Hilcha Shechita would be pretty much as referred to as Hilcha Shemir Sinai. At the Hilcha Shechita. Okay, fine. So just put that over there. Now let's see as we go further. Alright, some additional shilas about this. Zok to Gemara. Okay, so we have these two groups that the halacha is Yaitzis Shiloi Biksuba. So now let's just see a little bit what they are, and then we'll come back again to talk about some important about the Yaitzis Shiloi Biksuba. Zok to Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ezoi das Moshe Machilosu She'ene Me'usol. The Mishnah is going to say a number of examples of das Moshe. Machilosoi she'enei me'usar. She feeds him food that the ma'isus were not taken off. Which means that there's nisa tevel on it. She's machshel him on tevel. On tevel. So basically he's a yinidavir v'shaygig at anisar of tevel. And she's the one who was deliberately caused him to be able to save him. Second example, Misham Shosay Nida. She's machshel him in the Isser Nida. Number three, like Koitzelo Chala. She doesn't remove Chala from the dough, right, which is a din hafroshon, similar to that of Meiser. This is maybe more, you know, Truma, Chala's in Lekoyen. But the she'enei me'usar means, you know, if it's tevel, if all of the proper things weren't taken off, it's still tevel, it's still asur. Chalo.
I'm going to ask why it brought two very similar examples.
Right, that's a question. Now, we could ask also, I mean, if we're talking about that she's feeding him food, that's also, so why are we talking about it? Let's talk about she's, you know, she feeds him and the veilus and dreifus, you know, and what, right? That's any reason why we're saying these, and like you're pointing out that, you know, if there is, but why are we exceeding, you know, and these examples, we've given two examples of this kind of thing, and why is that so? Now, in the Mefarshim Takas say, the Rambam say that they're definitely kol shekein other, I think the Lashon Rambam is a kol shekein, Shkotzim v'ramosim, right? Things which are simple machol sasuris. Now, what the kol shekein is? There's a point over here in the Magen Mishnah says when he speaks this through. Initially, he says that even though that Ma'isa b'zman hazeh is rabbonim. So from there, it would sound like that isun rabbonim, right? According to what he's saying, and that's why the Mishnah, I know the b'zman hazeh is in the Mishnah, like, you know, The Mishnah saying it. The King Rama might be Pizman Azeh, but in the Mishnah, do you have that? Maybe I'm not sure how that works. He says later on, I believe a little further down, he comes to say. It's not so clear whether this line over there was coming to explain the Kal V'Chomer, because he says a little bit later, he says more of a direct explanation of the Kal V'Chomer. And what he says is that Chiddush is these things, that it's possible for him to be careful on these things in the first place, right? So what I believe what he means to say is that the chiddush is in even things that he Be'etzim could have made efforts. Not that we're saying it's his fault because he didn't know, but it's the type of thing which is preventable, right? It means to say that he just make sure to not be relying on her, and he might take your own mises off everything, right? My shenkin, you know, if it was my whole sister, there's nothing that you could do. Except not eating, right? right? But if you're not eating, right? So that's an explanation. What he says over there, it looks like over there he's come to explain the Kal V'Chomer. What is that? There's loymi boy that machosus that there's nothing that he could do to protect him. You know, in case, you know, just to be like, you know, just to be clear, to be clear of any problems over here. Even though Be'etzim he could have done that. But he's not responsible for doing it, and if she's marshal him, you know, the full brunt applies to these things also.
Does the Mishnah intend that it's Stavka thinks he's marshal him, or what if she, ate things that aren't mosar?
What if what?
If she herself ate things that weren't mosar,
she went and had a cheeseburger.
So. That if she's a balavera, doesn't seem to be included in this over here. Maybe we'll have to see why, right? Mm-hmm. But definitely looks like the fact that she herself is a balavera is not doesn't go into these things. The Rishonim talk about that does she have to actually be machshel him in order for to have this neshlus her get? I mean, let's say he catches it beforehand, right? So she set him up, you know, and then he caught it before he said he wasn't over. So you know, Shem told me that Tosis over here. We'll see. Maybe this talks about in the Gemara. In the Gemara, when we get there, about that. That's what we're trying to talk about, but it definitely sounds like that has to do with related to him, right? What we're talking about over here, right? That she's doing things which affect him, cause him to be over.
I can't remember where, but I feel like we had a Gemara at some point where the Gemara said as far that you shouldn't give your money to a balavera. Just talking specifically about a husband and wife situation.
Yeah.
I don't remember where it was. I don't know if anybody mm-hmm. remembers.
mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, see if you can find that. Right. Now, so what is the group over here and what... What could we include over here? I mean, it looks like we're talking about that she's machshel him in averus. The averus that the mission talks about is machos asuris and isuri bir. That's what it talks about. But you know, what about other averus, right? That she could possibly. I mean, these two things. You know, she's more involved, right? He's relying on her. For these things, is it dafka? These type of averus, or who has done anything that she's machshel him, or she's making efforts to be machshel him, has this halacha. Yeah. Now, what's the basis? Right, what's the basis of the loss of ksuba here? And why do these things warrant a loss of ksuba? How did you understand that? So one could simply understand it as follows, because this is a basis for a gerushin, and she's the cause. Whenever she's the cause of the gerushin, then he's not mechuyev to give her ksuba. Only when he's the decider. And the gerushin comes from his side, that's where the halacha is, that there's a din of ksuba. But if the cause of the gerushin comes from her side, then there's no chiyuv ksuba. Right? So that's one way of understanding what this is, that he's living with someone, that's bimachshel him in averis. So he rightfully has the right to dissolve the marriage in order that he shouldn't be over any averis. She's the cause of that, so he wouldn't have to give her ksuba. Right? That's the hard one way of understanding it. In other rishonim refer to it as a knas. You saw such a nusach like that.
Well, I heard Rabbi Breslauer give over from the Rambam. The Rambam says two tamim. In one halacha, he says, like what you just said, that she was the cause of the gerushin. And later halacha, really with respect to these things, mm-hmm. he says that the whole point of ksubas is shalotia kalahotzi. And here they wanted her to be motzi. So they like you're saying, they made a kanas that took away the ksuba, that she would be kal lahotzi. And the way he wanted to be machalik is that if he's really chayiv to divorce her, anytime he's chayiv to divorce her, that's when he was calling it she caused it. But if he's not chayiv mamish to divorce her, the chamim just really wants him to divorce her, that was a situation of of a kanas, the chalotia kalban of lahotzi. That's the way he was machalik.
Okay. So you just brought up another point which you wanted to speak about. That is there a chiv on him to force him to be moitzi? Right, so I think that's mevuyer. It's clear that there is no chiyuv to be moitzi. It looks like the shaila, there's a shaila and shen, maybe whether there's still a mitzvah lahoitzi. The shen bring, I think, from the Ravid, mitzvah lahoitzi. The Ritva says on the Mishnah Pishim, Rotz lahoitzi teitzi shle b'ksuba, avol ein kaif neise lahoitzi, hu oimer shi yizor bo mikan ve'ilach shle tach shilenu. Right, I'm saying they bring their other rabbit. The rabbit holds that it's a mitzvah legarish. Interesting that the rabbit is not masking in the Rambam, but in the Pirush. Yeah.
In other words, even though we don't encourage it, but Gerishin is a mitzvah, right? It's one of the Taryag mitzvahs.
Well, so when the mitzvah of Gerishin only is when a person wants to part from his wife, there's a mitzvah to do it in this way.
Right.
But so we're talking about whether mitzvah legarish over here means that it's the right thing to do, that he should be megarish. In other words, we're not going to enforce it. It's not enforceable like we have other things.
Those should be. Oh, okay.
Right? But it's a mitzvah. That's what it means, mitzvah legarish. I mean, it could be that, you know, maybe he might call it even more. You know, maybe he's mechuyev, but it's just something that Bezdin is not something which is in the hands of Bezdin to force him to do it.
When we say mitzvah, when we use the word, are we using it with like just a general like mitzvah, like a good thing to do, or you would actually put this under some sort of, you know, like, you know, v'nishmartim ma'od, you know, something like that, that it would be really fall under a particular mitzvah.
Well, okay, so let's talk and think about this for a second. That, I mean, the Ritva tells us that if he says that, you know, he's gonna be careful not to be nichshal anymore. Let's say, for example, right, you know, if she was caught feeding him things which wasn't meiser, let's say, so he'll, you know, from here on he'll always do meiser himself, mm-hmm. Right? Let's say he'll do that, right? So I mean, that's what Ross says, that we can't force him if he accepts upon himself to do this. Which Greta would sound like from the Ritva that if he just is not interested in being in his life, but you know, but not that he's accepting that upon himself. Then maybe we would force him. Because he's in a situation over here that, you know, that he's old, he's destined to do averis because of his wife, and then Bezdin would be then that would be the basis Bezdin yet to force him to be megarish. That might be a whole different reason, right? That might be just something else that you know, once he knows that he's in a situation that he's destined to be over Averis, then just, you know, again, getting back to something like you're saying, but it's not there yet. What I'm on my way there. But you know, it's someone who's in a situation, right, that they're all right to do Averis, so they got to get out of it. What's mechayiv them the Avera, right? The Avera, the Torah says that you can't eat tevel, right? Is mechayiv you. So if a person is living with a wife that's causing him to eat tevel, so just like he had the Isser of tevel is mechayiv him to take off ma'asers, the Isser of tevel is mechayiv him that he has to buy in certain stores or whatever it is to make sure that it was taken off. So it's mechayiv him to megarish his wife, because that's where it comes from. Now, if the Ravid is saying that it's still a mitzvah legarish, we have to know why, right? Why is it still mitzvah legarish? Is it, even though the situation is taken care of, but still is a mitzvah legarish? Even though there's no chash michshal anymore, but just, you know, such a wife, you know, is Chazal, you know, would suggest you not to be married to such a woman? Is that what it is? So then the mitzvah of the garish, according to that, would be more general, right? That it's, you know, it's not a good thing for a person to be married to someone who's not a good person. Right?
Hold on. Eliyahu, I'm going to put it on speaker. You're on speaker now, Eliyahu.
Isn't there so many other Yisurim that if even if he's careful that he'll be careful not to do this Yisur, because he'll, but there's so many other Yisurim that will come up because he can't be careful for every possible Yisur, so he So he found out she doesn't take Maisa, so he'll take Maisa, but then next time she'll do something else. You know,
he's only Chayish once he finds out that there's a problem. Till that, we don't assume. We're not going to assume
that. But he has proven that she's not careful with halacha. So therefore, she might lose her cheskes kasher or something. I don't know.
So is that true? Is that true that she loses her cheskes kasher? I don't know. That have to find out about it.
But if somebody is not a
so at what point does that happen, right? And do we chashul dover echad, is he chashul dover echad?
You say that by Shmir Shabbos.
What?
By Shmir Shabbos. After by Shabbos.
Chashul tar kula. But
other things,
things not. Right. So each thing is for itself. Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? She's like a kofer in specifically this thing, or she doesn't know?
No. It sounds like that she does know. She not whatever reason why she's not being careful. She's not important enough for her. So we're talking about the Ravi right now. That this at the Ravi says Mr. Lagarish, is he saying even though there's no concern about being over this Aveira still to be Megarish, so then that Mr. Lagarish is maybe something that doesn't necessarily relate to this specifically, just because nothing to do with him anymore, right? It's just, you know, just things that who she is. Right, so that would be more similar. Like if she be about, so if she be doing an Averis, right? Mitzvah Lagarish, okay, but you know, it doesn't have to do anything to do with Ksuba. Or possibly that the Ravid is that he's taka concerned, right? About that he'll end up being nichshel. Right? Maybe that's what the Mitzvah Lagarish is. That his concern is that if she's doing this, so maybe he shouldn't be relying on living with her and being on guard, right? We're still afraid that he'll be nichshel, right? So if that's what it is, right, then it could be that again it's the mitzvah of tevel, right? The mitzvah of garish is the specific aver that's what's mechayiv him, right? It still exists, right? That's what the mitzvah garish would be.
If she never fed him tevel, but she ate tevel herself, that's not a reason to give a gerushin. Is that correct?
Right. That's not a reason to give her gerushin. So we're right now we're talking about what's the mitzvah lagarish of the ravid, I'm not talking about the din of Hefzik Suba. You're right. The din of Hefzik Suba, it will be mashma over here akoponim in this Mishnah that her doing averis maybe is not a reason to lose Suba. But we're talking about over here just as far as staying married to her is concerned.
Is she doing these things lahachis, or she's doing these things because she doesn't care, or does it make a difference?
So, I mean, the difference might just be concerning what we're talking about right now. Because as long as he's being nichsh, it doesn't make a difference why she's doing it. Right? The problem seems to be that because of her, he's being over averis. So I don't think it really makes a difference what the reason for that is. But now we're discussing a mitzvah lagarish, which maybe doesn't have to do with him being nichshel at all. So then that might make a difference as far as because then it would be the mitzvah lagarish would be from this that he shouldn't be living with such a person. So then there's a difference, what it is. It's mezi b'shegik, is out of lack of knowledge, and
Be interesting. Let's say she was a katana. right? Not chayavis and mitzvahs, right? And was being machshel him.
Right. So what would you think
what
on that?
What the Rav is saying here, right, is that legabe that
the mitzvah garish. What?
Yeah.
In the mitzvah garish, she's not nechuyiv. She's not nechuyiv. Mm-hmm. Okay. Possibly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the Rav is saying that it would still be that she'd go out without the ksuva.
Right. And as far as the michshul is concerned, now we'll see. This we'll see. There might be something to talk about over here. The you shouldn't bring that the Gemara in Soita says that there's a din hasro that's necessary for this halacha. That only if she's warned, then if she does it after she's warned, then that's the basis of losing the ksuba.
Specifically for these things, das moshe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So again, in sight over there, right? Most we shine a more that maskonas hagemoro shami as a din of hasro. The Ritva makes a point, and he says that vafil loy over ela pamachas kiven shehistrabo. That once hasro was made, you only get one chance.
So that's on all these machas, even like feeding meiser and
yeah. That's what we're referring to. Now one thing maybe is we could find out about is that are there any conditions to giving the hasra? Meaning to say, is that the hasra, is that only after she was over once? Then you give her a straw. You know, that's her straw. But let's say that she didn't, right? Stam, you know, you don't know it, right? You just, you know, does that have the chshivas of her straw that next time, and after that, upon him, she's considered a musra? And
I assume it has to be a specific hasra. Like asra on chala, asra on
b'chayr,
on meiser.
Mm-hmm.
But is the hasra that if you do this, that you shouldn't do this avera, or that if you do this avera, then you're going to
lose the ksuba? I think so. I think right. That's what we mean, right? Because I mean, definitely we're talking about what includes over here that she knows that's an avera. She knows it's not right. So the issue over here is not. Not the avera itself, I don't think.
I mean, that was always the question. Is it to clarify that there's an avera, or is it to clarify the consequence of doing the avera?
I would think both.
So that's enough, I mean, of what the hasra would be. In other words, if it's both, then in the hasra has to be that if you do this avera again, then then you're going to get it's going to be a divorce without the ksuva.
I mean, every hasra has to have a consequence, right? If you tell the wrong misa, it's a hasra, right? If you say skila and it's henik, it's not a hasra,
right? But there could be an argument to say that you want to make sure that, in other words, that if she's doing an avera, then you divorce her. But the hasra is specifically that you should be clear that she's doing an avera.
Okay.
In other words,
you're saying that you don't have to talk about the avera at all?
Well, maybe no, she doesn't even know an avera. It definitely has to be clear to her that it's an avera, right? And the hasra is necessary for that.
Right.
The question is do you have to include in the hasra that the consequence would be that there'd be a divorce? Or do we say that, you know, once we establish that she knows it's an avera?
No, I think that I think that's what a hasra says with consequences. If you feed me miser, then there's going to be I'm going to divorce you and you're not going to get a ksuba. I would think. I don't know.
Okay. No, I think so too. But I hear the mokum of the stabik.
I even have to say the reason. I'm not sure what to say. Because it's usur, I'm not sure if you have to say that or not.
Doesn't hasra usually have to be b'shas maisa when they're about to do an avera?
Oh. Yes, on a d'oraisa.
So, but I think, again, this is a part of the general question. Is this the typical hasra that we have by Yon Shimmer? Is this a different halacha here?
I would think that halacha does not apply. I would think. That would be my, if I had to guess, that halacha that Eliyahu just said would not apply to this kind of a thing. In the end of the day, this is a d'rabbanan. I think.
No? What's a d'rabbanan? The requirement for us,
the losing bichlal, the losing ksuba for these things. I mean, you say that ksuba is d'rabbanan, then for sure it's all d'rabbanan. even if you say ksuba is d'oraisa, I don't know. Does she lose a d'oraisa because of this stuff? Is this all a d'oraisa din? I doubt it. It sounds like it's more that the chachamim took away her ksuba, or ksuba was never instituted for such a, well, then you might have to say it's d'oraisa. If you come onto that, you have to say it's d'oraisa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think rather that Taka does not need to be b'shas maisa, but I hear the mokum din. Usually hasro, to have the validity of hasro, has to be b'shas maisa. I think the Gemara says that person, you know, could claim that they forgot. Right, it has to be there. Tachti Dibur, even, you know, interesting thing. But I think over here, it's talking not like that. I mean, definitely, according to what we discussed before, that maybe if you could be master even without her being over, right? Mm. Right? You know, it's even more so, right? I think that the hasra does not have to be b'shas ma'isa. Does not have to be b'shas ma'isa, yeah.
Just to come back to the thing, does she have to have... you're asking the question, does she have to have done the isser in order to get the hasra? So then you could go further into that question. Does it mean that she tried? Or that she actually fed it to him. Like, until he actually... It would be hard for me to believe that until she actually fed him something usher, that he couldn't give the hasra.
I think it's the whole discussion in the poskim whether... If she tried to feed him something, but he ended up not being...
Okay, correct. So this, we mentioned this before. This is a different point. Right now, we're not discussing whether she forfeits her ksuba by trying and not being successful. That we mentioned that there's a machlekes about that. Right now, we're talking that as far as asra, even if the halacha is that she has to actually be machshel him. Maybe it's still considered a hasra, right? That's where this comes in right now. Okay, so you know we're like a sort of a step ahead. But we'll once that's said, then we'll have to see is that why might it be? What's the issue as far as whether she needs to be machshel him or not concerning the loss of ksuba, and then we'll see how it plays out over here. Right, so when we get to that, just one stick to come back to this.
But if let's say she never tried to be machshel him before, this is the first time she's trying, and she has Asura right now, Bishas Maisa, is that considered Asura?
Well, if he knows that she's feeding it to him, he has to not eat it.
Maybe Adam, somebody else warned
her. Right, so he doesn't
eat
it. She has to
do it after the Asra, right? So the point of Asra doesn't count as is not going to make her lose it, right? So you're going to catch her right now, and you're going to warn her, and what?
And she does it anyway.
Oh, okay, all right.
So you're saying, according to the people who say he doesn't have to actually eat it in order to divorce her.
But she did it anyway after she was warned not to.
Okay, you're saying, what, somebody else warned her, and the husband didn't know about the whole thing, and then she fed it to him. That's what you're saying? That's the Matzias?
She was warned. She was warned.
Who was she warned by? Who was she warned by?
To Adam, let's say.
Okay, and the husband didn't know about it, and then she fed it to him, and the husband ate it. That's the Matzias? That's what you're describing?
Yeah, so she never did it before, but she had Asra before she did it today.
Okay, fine. I mean, I think that was the question before, right? Is Hasra enough if we catch her and she wasn't mastering him?
Right. Wait, so I'm going to ask a different question. Does the Hasra have to come from the husband? Can the Hasra come from somebody else?
Why not?
Yeah,
because if he's not mechu, if we're not going to force him to divorce her, she might think if she gets the hasra from somebody else, no, my husband's not going to divorce me over this.
But does that make a difference? We're just the hasra is letting her know that this practice is a cause for loss of ksuba.
Okay,
right. So you know, Shushan. So now when you do it, she knew about it. So the necessary hasra was done. That's what I would think.
Okay.
Basil Kishni. Yeah, okay, so let's see. Let's come back around. Okay, so we learned so far in the Mishnah these first examples of Das Moshe. Now the Gemara has another example, right? Nederes ve'eino mekayemes. Now nederes mekayemes is not being machshel him. That has nothing to do with him. She's making nedarim. She's over nedarim. Right. So this is the only example really that the Mishnah talks about her being an avarian, right? And the Gemara Taka wants to know what's Taka the pshat over here in this. Now the Gemara says, as we saw, that. The more brings Mekoris that Ba'avoy Nidorim Bonim Meisim. So let's think about this for a moment. Right? So it would sound like that she's doing something that's causing putting his children in Sakona. So, like, that's why she's forfeiting the ksuba. So you have to know what exactly this is. I mean, see, the other things in the Mishnah, the Gerishin, you know, relates to it. That means the Gerishin is putting a stop to the Michshel, right? But over here, is the Gerishin gonna change anything? You know, he'll be Megarisher, and she'll continue. You know, she will continue not keeping her dorm, and things are going to change as far as the Bona Mason. Like, what is it?
So would that be the assumption that it would?
Well, why should it?
Because if you do what's right, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu won't give this punishment to you.
Who's you?
The husband.
Oh. I thought it was that he just marries somebody else. He has children with somebody else. He doesn't have children with her.
But what about? But still, but mean, but whatever. It's a problem of lahabo. That's the problem. Is that what it is? We're just taking care of the upcoming children. That's what it is.
I assume so because he hasn't. I mean, it's interesting. We don't talk about chinuch here. We don't say, "Oh, this woman, she's doing averas and she's going to be a bad influence on the children." That doesn't seem to be an issue. So what's the issue here? I mean, that the children are going to die. It must be that because of his mitzvah pruravu.
Because
his children are going to die from her, he's not going to be mekayim the mitzvah pruravu.
Oh, that's what it is.
See, you probably don't want the kids to die even without the mitzvah pruravu. You know what I mean?
There are a lot of things he doesn't want, but does it raise to the level that he can divorce her without a ksupa? I mean, you don't want your kids to have a mother who's, you know, doing aveiras. Because it's a bad influence. It's bad chinuch.
I guess it would be, you know, sort of want a mother causing your kids to die. You know what I mean?
So you just have to put
this into perspective over here. So is the Gerushin supposed to, you know, have any effect to limit the issue? So on the one hand, okay, I mean, you know, that's probably true that if he's Megarisher, so his upcoming children are not going to be from her. I guess he could marry another wife for that matter. Also, okay, maybe it's not so posh, you know. Well, that to guarantee that he won't have any more children with him if he's married with her. But is that what we mean? That
maybe she's making the darim because she's married to this guy and she's upset at him or something, and she's making the darim specifically to do with him. Well, the nedarim are related to him, and once they get divorced, she won't be violating her nedarim anymore.
But that's going to have to be the general explanation for this whole halacha here, right? So that's that. If that's what we're coming to explain, right? We have to assume that's why. Okay. Well, maybe we'll see a little bit in the Gemara a little more about this. Sakoponim. So we don't know. We have two tzadim over here, right? Is the gerushin over here? To some degree a solution to the problem, right? The solution that we're suggesting is only on possibly upcoming children. They won't belong to her, and his children won't be from her, so her nidarim won't have any effect on them, right? That's what it is. So now, if that's so, then the reasoning for this would fit into that side that we explained, that the reason for the loss of ksuba is because she's the cause of the gerushin, right? Because he's mimigarisher, that nor that she didn't, that his children shouldn't be hurt. Is that the pshat, or the other side over here is that in the chanami, we're not trying to remedy anything, right? Not trying to remedy anything, but this is just, you know, a reason for a person to be megarisher. I'm not sure exactly, you know, if it doesn't help you, you know, I don't know exactly why that should be a reason to be megarish. Right? You know, she's making dorm, she's killing, you know, she's doing something that's killing his children, so that's a reason why one person could be Megarish, his wife. You know, if in some way the problem, you know, is taken care of or is distanced in that way, but if nothing's really changing, it's a little hard time understanding what the connection is.
It's a punishment for her that she loses her ksuba. She did something that's deserving of losing her ksuba, even if we can't fix the problem.
Okay. Right. Okay. Right. On the if it's stomach knas, if it's stomach knas, right.
But then what would be the difference with that and any other avera? She's not keeping Shabbos. She's not keeping.
No, because it affects him. She did something that affects him. His kids are going to die.
Okay.
Fine. Right. It's, okay.
Even
yeah.
when
we're
not fixing it, it's affecting him. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good. I hear that.
Kind of a Maharsha question. If you saw something, if you didn't, what's the media? Can I get media?
Okay. Yeah. Look at my show.
Yeah.
Right. Look at my show.
Okay.
Let's see. So let's see the Mishnah Vayter. Zokt Mishnah Vayter, Veizoy Das Yehudis Yoitza V'roisha Prua. Mishnah says, is the Das Yehudis over here are tznius things. Yoitza V'roisha Prua, if there's a lack of tznius, that she goes out V'roisha Prua, and her head is uncovered. Roisha Prua, right? The Gemara discusses that what are we referring to? There's the Rises in here, and therefore the Gemara is saying that it should not be in this category. It should be Bechlal Das Moshe, and the Gemara explains what this is referring to. In Ochanami, there is a Roisha Prua, which would be Bechlal, a deraisa. Now,
is it the problem her head or her hair?
Okay. We'll get to the more. We'll talk about it. But right. And we also have to know, which is this is maybe more pertinent to the discussion that we started, that the case which is a deraisa, right? Right. So what does the Gemara mean to say that there would be basis to be megarisher because of the category of the Das Moshe, or the Gemara is just saying that it's the wrong terminology? What I mean to say is that no, because we said that just the fact that she's doing averis, right, is not a reason to be megarisher, right? In the Das Moshe are things that she's being machshulim, or she's affecting him, right? That's, mm-hmm. That's what that is. Right? So when the Gemara comments on this, that Yoytzav Yoytzav proves that the Gemara, the Rais is the Chsib. So what does Gemara want with that? Right? Rashi says, that why are we calling it Das Yehudis? Amayle Korilo Das Moshe. So what does he mean in that? That it's just a name. Does the halacha of Das Moshe apply to this also? Right. That's what we want to get to what we discussed before. That what are the perimeters of the Das Moshe, which is mechayev a loss of ksubak upon him, right?
Meaning, what you want to say is this: we talked before. If she doesn't avail herself, it's a cheeseburger.
Right.
Maybe she doesn't. But here, if she's overus on the kal thing, the Das Yehudis, or she's not overus on the Das Yehudis, but she's overus in the Das Moshe, it seems like it's got to be a kal v'chomer, right? I mean,
I saw written somewhere that the problem with Das Yehudis is that these are things that lead to preachers, and he's going to be choshed that she's going to do his list with other men.
So and so therefore also by the Doraisa, but it's only by this kind of a Doraisa that's going to lead to preachers.
No, it's anything. It's all these things. If you look, they're all things that lead to preachers. Medaberesim Hanoshim. She's doing things that either he's going to be choish at her, and then he's going to lose his faith in his wife, or he's afraid that she's actually doing
snust. No, I understand, but eating a cheeseburger is not going to lead to preetzes, so that she doesn't lose her ksuba, but being over on the doraisa of covering your hair or your head, whatever the doraisa is, that she would, because it leads to preetzes. That's what you're saying.
I'm saying everything in the category of Das Yehudis is a category that undermines the whole marriage. The marriage and the ksuba is based on her being loyal to him. If she does things that cause him to doubt or be afraid that she's losing that loyalty, then she loses her ksuba.
Okay, so you're still not answering my question. I'm not sure why.
but isn't that underlying what the Rav is saying and what the Rav is asking? In other words, granted, it's an Iser Deraisa, but that, since it's an Iser Deraisa, that isn't being machshel him, so that's not what we're talking about here. So therefore, it makes sense that it should be included in Das Yehudis, because the problem isn't the Yisr, the problem is that it's the leading to the Znus. Right? That's, I think, what the Rebbe is asking.
Okay, I mean, okay, that's, yeah.
But so you're saying also the Doraisa for sure, Kal v'chomer, that would be a problem? It's just,
not a Kal v'chomer, because again, being over in Issa Doraisa doesn't cause you to lose a ksuva. It's only being over in Issa Doraisa that's being machshel the husband that's that causes a losing of a ksuva. So here, the Issa Doraisa, granted there is one, but that doesn't affect our Mishnah. The only thing that's affecting our Mishnah is the fact that she's acting with a lack of tznius.
All right, so you're saying maybe it's not a kal v'chomer, it's a v'hu adin, because this would also, the doraisa would also lead to pritzis. Therefore, v'hu adin, the doraisa, but it's because of the pritzis issue, so it's included in the das yudis.
Which is a question on why the Gemara asks this as a question.
Right. So the way he's saying it, right, it's coming out of the question on the Gemara's question. Well, first of all, the first point is that according to what you're saying is that the Gemara's question is just a terminology issue. That was the first step that I was getting to, right? It's a terminology issue because regardless, if you were saying now, she wouldn't be mafsid her ksuba because of the guidelines of Das Moshe, right? So the Gemara's question is, you know, terminology wise, why are we calling this Das Yehudis? Das Yehudis refers to something which has no source, and Das Moshe has a source. Now Shlomo is being ma'ir that, okay, but you know, but in the context of the Mishnah, if you want to know what the problem with this is, you know, the two types of categories, aside from one being a deraisa or not, well, one's because she's machshum, so those are, you know, deraisas or whatever they are, averis, right? The other category has nothing to do with him, and these are, you know, tznius issues. So that's why it belongs in this category. And the Gemara is asking like sort of like a technical question over here, that you're right, it really belongs in this category, but the title is not so accurate, right? Right? And that's what he's being more, well, you know, in this context, that's really what these two categories are, right? You know, Das Moshe really refers to Averis, right? And Das Yehudis refers to, you know, Hanhoga issues, right? And that's what this would be.
Says over, but what I say is right. I can understand what I meant.
Okay, very good. Okay. Okay, very good. And let's see if we could see a little bit over here. So Zot the Gemara like this. So you want to say, the Mishnah again is saying is that Das Yehudis Yoytzer Vayishah Perua V'Toyve B'Shuk, weaving B'Shuk in an open area, Mokum Rabin, Medaberes in Kol Odom, right, carrying conversation with everyone. Right? The Gemara explains more befrat. But like Rabbi Yo was saying, that these things are tznius issues, issues which means all tznius really has to do with the concern of znus. So this is the basis if she's being noig with something which we refer to as pritzus, which is the opposite of tznius. So this is the basis of a loss of ksuba, gerushin, and a loss of ksuba, because that these things taka are directly related to the essence of them of marriage. So that's why there's a basis to be megarisher, and therefore we can understand according to that side that she's the cause of the gerushin. That's why she'll lose her ksuba, or maybe this is a knas, which was given on, you know, this type of an aver, which, or a type of hanhoga, which is a contradiction to the essence of marriage.
But she'll need hasra in all these cases?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. I believe that the hasra goes on all the cases over here.
And I'm concerned, I don't remember where it was, but I feel like we had a Gemara that said, Pritzus ba'almahu. Remember such a
Pritzus ba'alma yichud? Maybe the Marsis is an Eisnal yichud.
Right. It's talking about like where there was just touching without any kind of a bia.
Mm-hmm. Right? So I mean, the Gemara is not playing down pritzus. The Gemara is just saying that it's not enough to cause the halacha, right? To ask her, I'll buy her or whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
Right? But, in proper context. Yeah.
Good. Okay, so it's tznius a deraisa in general?
The concept? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's one of the 613 mitzvahs, or it's a...
I don't know.
Bahatz ne'lecha simalakecha?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, what do you mean by tznius? I mean, there obviously there seems to be an isser for her to go with her hair uncovered in the shuk. That seems to be doraisa. And I think yichud for an ashes ish is doraisa, right? Yichud within erva is doraisa, right?
It's only if there was hasra, only if he warned her beforehand.
What are you talking about? You talking about hefsek suba, or are you talking about just the concept? Whether
the case of a sota, she was warned by her husband beforehand.
Okay. What's he getting at? Yichud,
So you're saying that she could have yichud, an eshesish could have yichud with a man because she doesn't become a sota unless there's kinui. I'm not sure that necessarily follows. It's true that she doesn't have a din of sota unless there's kinui, but maybe there's still an iser daraisa for her to have yichud.
Okay.
Am I wrong? No?
Yeah.
There is an iser daraisa, Rabbi Weinstein?
Of what?
Yichud by an ish as ish.
Yeah.
That's daraisa?
I believe so. Let's see the Mishnah further. The Mishnah says, "Abu Shalom Af Hamkalelus Yoylodov Bifonov." Right, and we'll see the extent what is included in this. Reb Tarfenem Af Hakaylonis. Zok the Mishnah Izay Kaylonis Lechshim Daberes Bisoich Beiso Ushchene Shemin Kaylo. Right, the Mishnah itself. Just sounds like that she speaks very loudly. Others could hear what she's talking about. Exactly what she's talking about, that's we'll see in the Gemara. Shana Mishoina maybe. Zok the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Machiloso she'enoi mu'usur. Now, these upcoming Gemaras over here are really very, very, very fundamental as far as Hilchus Nemonis, Eidus, and these kind of things in this Gemara. Let's see. Zogdim, Machlos Hashem Emus, Heichi Domi. Zogdim, what was the case over here? Either Yoda, Nifrish. So did he know about it or not? That's how the Gemara asks. That if he knew that she was serving him something which was also nifrosh, so he should have been parish. He shouldn't have done it. Now that he did it, right? It's his own accord. It's his own accord. That's what the Gemara means to say. The other side of the Gemara is. So if you didn't know about it, how do we know about it now? Right? You know, he's being megarisher based on this. He didn't know Shas Ma'aseh. So what? How do you find out later? Which, like, the Rishonim say that doesn't necessarily have to be so hard. Someone could have told him afterwards. Like, what does Tosfos say? Taisus says,
which Taisus?
Plenty coin. Right. Hayocholoy ma'adika edim shechilos adavish enim u'usur. Right. So that's how it's possible that he didn't know b'shas ma'isa, but he found that later, because You know, someone else told him. Right? You
know. It's almost impossible, though, because they would have to be with her 24/7 from the time she got the food, because she could have in 1 second taken Maisa off when they weren't watching. They ate him. For Adam to be made that they saw something negative, that she did something wrong, you can be made. But to be made that she never took Maisa from this food, you have to be with her 24/7 to be able to be made that.
Well, I mean, that's only assuming that there was a 24-hour period between when she got the food and she fed it to him, right? But if there wasn't such a long duration, right, so...
But they have to be there when he eats it too, right?
Yeah, but so we're just talking about from the time period when it comes to her till she feeds it to him.
Okay, why didn't they stop him? They said, well, don't stop, don't eat that.
Okay. That's a good, that is a good point. Good point. Right, that might be part of the Lishchiach that Tais is saying, right?
Okay.
Akuponim, but let's hear the Gemara again. So the Gemara says that like what's the case over here? If he knew about it, then it shouldn't have happened, Zok the Gemara, right? Nifroish, he should have been Pirish. Now right over here, the Rishonim, this is where the Rishonim talk about this thing, that maybe he was Pirish, but she set him up, and that's what this halacha is. Right, that she was being machshel him, so he happened to court it at the last minute or whatever it is, but that's what it means. So let's see this taisis over here. Second taisis, either you are the nefesh, tamo, to look again the yoda upirish, avol he hoyso roitzel lahachila. And I don't know if he knew when he was pirish, avol he hoyso roitzel lahachila shloi hoyso svuro shahayodeya. But she was trying to be machshel him. She didn't know that he knew, and that's the basis for this halach, for this din of the Mishnah over here. Voimiri demachilosai mashma shehechilosai. The Ri says that Maisa, you're right. Right, and this is important. But take that over here, right? The Ri says you're 100% right. The halacha of the Mishnah that she loses ksuba definitely will apply in such a case. If she made efforts to be machshel him, even if at the end of the day he wasn't nichshel, of course that's a basis for her to lose ksuba. So why is the Gemara saying either yoda nifrish? Why isn't the Gemara accepting this? So the Ri, because the machilosei mashem shehachilosei umedak dekechachilosei. Zok the Ri, that the Gemara really is just working on a dictic in the Mishnah. The Mishnah, the way the Mishnah said it was in a way that not machilosoi, that she actually fed him. So the Gemara wants to know that how is that possible? How is that possible that he actually to such a case? It's not required for the Ikar Halacha. But how is that possible? If he ended up eating it, Mimonoshoch, right? So either he shouldn't have eaten it, and that we're adding is then it's really... actually, according to this... let's think for a minute. Maybe that's not really so right now. Now, let's speak this through. The Gemara says that if he knew Nifresh, he should have been Pirish. So what does the Gemara mean now? Right, so I was telling you that it means that if he wasn't Pirish, it's his accord, right? But that really has to do with this halacha that the Shema talking about, that her making efforts is that a basis, that itself is a basis to lose the ksuba. If that is as the Gemara is going right now, so what would you say in this case? Right, she sets him up to be over. He knows, kind of knows, for whatever reason, you know, he ate it, right? So what would you say about that? If the halacha is that her setting him up is a basis for the gerushin, so then the fact that he actually ate it, would that change things? I guess Kevin Claren about that, right? Right. What I was coming from is like this: I was originally teaching the Gemara that Gemara is saying that if you knew about it, nifresh. What does the Gemara mean, nifresh? So you can learn nifresh means that we assume that a person doesn't do averus. Mm-hmm. So then, how did it happen? Right. That's what Gemara means. Right. Right. That's all the means to say. Just, you know, it's a kasha for mice. You know, how did this happen? And if he didn't know, then how did he find out later? Like, you know, how did such a thing happen? That's what the Gemara is talking about. Mm-hmm. Right? That's how you can learn the Gemara. That's all it is. Now, I was taiching the Gemara before that either you're the nifresh, and I was working with a possibility that, well, and if he wasn't Pirish, right? If he wasn't Pirish, so then there's no reason why she should lose her ksuba. Right? That's how I was turning things over here. Now, this is really totally taka in these two sheets of Rishonim. That in order for her to lose ksuba, does she have to actually be machshel him? Right? And we'll work it through, but let's just first start with this. Does she have to actually be machshel him? Or it's enough that she made efforts to be machshelim, even though at the end of the day she wasn't machshelim. Right?
I mean, we would say that they should still get divorced. The question is, does she lose the ksuba? Right? If you go, assuming that's a mitzvah l'garish, so we would say that still exists. The question is, does she lose the ksuba or not? Is that?
So you know, I mean, that was the discussion before that these two tzedakim, does it have an effect on the mitzvah l'garish or not? Right? Without getting involved, as far as the hefsik suba, that's what we're discussing right now. The hefsik suba. Right? The hefsik suba. So in a case where she's making efforts and he ends up eating it knowingly. Right? So at first glance, we would think that maybe it's takatolling these two tzedakim, right? Because if the reason why that she loses was for her efforts, shushayin, you know, her efforts are there. Just like if he's not over, she'll lose her ksuba. So even if he is over willingly, it's also because her effort, she did what she did, right? Right? That one might could think like this. But if you need the fact that she caused him to be over, so over here she didn't cause him to be over, right? You know, he knew about it, right? And he ate it on his own accord, right? So just in explaining the Gemara, when the Gemara says either yoda nifresh, right? What does the Gemara mean with that? Does the Gemara just mean to say that therefore it couldn't have happened, right? That's how you call in the Gemara. We assume that people are not over averus if they know. So either yoda nifresh, what it means to say is that shenden didn't happen. Just like the second side of the Gemara, if he didn't know about it, then how is he supposed to know about it? Right? It's a factual question. Right? How could such a thing be? Right? That's one way how you learn the Gemara, and we will learn the Gemara that discussing that if yoda nifresh, and now that he wasn't nifresh, so then the halacha shouldn't apply. That's another way to learn the Gemara. Right? And we were saying that this explanation of the Gemara might be totally on what makes her lose the ksuba. Right? Which is really what's going on over here in the Taisus. Okay, maybe we'll come back around to this. I just wanted to classify what I mentioned before. Right? Such a pshat in the Gemara.
Is there a different way? I think there's a different way to read the Ri.
Read the Ri.
He says the machilaso,
mashma shachilaso. Right. Well, one second, before you say the other pshat, what was the first pshat?
You said that the Ri is understanding that whether he ate it or not, either way, she'll be able to be divorced. Teisa shalabik suba. But the question is, we're trying to find the lashon to fit into the Mishnah's wording.
Right. Yeah.
I think there's a different way to read the Ri.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think the machilaso mashma shechilaso. I think that, and that's the only case that she's going to taste the shalabik suba.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let us see the hemshich in Taisvis. Okay, Taisvis is going to bring a bar plukta on that, the Rajba. Then we'll see from the context of Taisvis whether that things will fit in the Taisvis if you learn to read like that. But let's even see before. Let's see the hemshich in Taisvis. Umihu kosher. Taisvis asked the question. Right? Let's hear this, right? Let's see this is whether this will be telling to us. Miu Kosha, question on the sheet is read. The Daik Nami Hochi Avalikoitz lo Chalo. The Gemara, the Loshan of the Mishnah is that she's not Koitz lo Chalo. She didn't take off Chalo. Now, Frekt Toisvis on the Ri that if you're telling me that the Gemara's kasha is really coming just. Well, I mean, I'm going to say how I'm learning it. We'll see how you fit into what you're saying. That the way I'm understanding Taisus is that we're coming from a deek of the Mishnah. The Mishnah's mashma. This is the case that we're talking about. So frek Taisus. Well, that's good in when the Mishnah says machilose, but when it says lekotz lechala, doesn't the Mishnah's not talking about whether he was over or not. Right? So why is the Gemara having over there? Right? Ila yoda, right? Nifresh. What's the question? He was Parish. Right? The lotion of Lekoitz Lechal is not mashma anything different than that. That's Taisis's question. Right? Now, according to the way you're understanding, what would Taisis be saying here? You hear? A little confusing. Over here. Did we lose him?
I'm not, you didn't lose me.
I think he's thinking.
You lost me, but you didn't lose me.
Okay. I wasn't sure. Okay, fine. We'll come back around. Let's come back around. Look in the Hemshech HaTaisvis. Look, Taisvis. V'nir l'Rashba. D'ma sh'rotas l'achiloi eino yoitza b'loi k'suba. Zok the Rashba. This that she made efforts to be meichel him is not enough of a reason to be meisig suba. The yichol loymar mesacheches hayisi. She could say that I really just playing around with him. Vim hayisa bolechol hayisi meinacha meinasa yischa. Okay, now we have to work this through. See, on the one hand, the Rajb is saying that making efforts is not a reason for her to lose ksuba. Right? So it would seem that this is the machlek, it's the Rajba and the Ri. Right? So once we see the Rajba,
I think the Ri holds that just her efforts is enough for her to lose the ksuba.
Oh, so you weren't saying that before?
No.
I misunderstood you, I'm sorry.
One second. Just keep on going. I'm trying to focus.
Okay, so akoponim. So if we have a question, how to understand what the re means, right? I think we see from the Rajba akoponim, right? That if Taisus is bringing a Rajba to argue on the re, that the Rajba is saying that setting him up is not a cause for losing of the ksuba. So it would sound like in the re, setting him up is. And that's what the Ri meant, that the Ri was saying that so what's the Mura's kasha? Either the other nifrish, maybe he was Pirish, right? Right? And she loses because she set him up. On that, the Ri says, what the Mishnah is mashma, that she was actually machshel. So the Mura's kasha was just focusing on the technicalities of the case of the Mishnah. How could such a case be? Right? That's what the Mura means. Now in the Chanami, I guess one could really ask that, if the halacha is that you don't really need, so why is the Mishnah Takatos expressing it like that? Right? Right? Okay. Now, I have to know what the answer to that is. Right? Right?
I understand the word Michael, I guess. Well, to understand Michael and literally feeding, and there's no Michael without eating, or does it mean serving? So maybe you're saying, what would the Mishnah have said otherwise? Amagish?
The point...
If it didn't work, don't use the word.
I mean, this is the same lotion that the Mishnah uses by Chala, right? Right. In Kais Lechala, in a Meiser, his food.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So, So,
well, but that's not mashma, and if it's edit,
what would you say? So again, what we're asking like this is that the Ri's saying that you're asking a good question, right? The hanochas of your kasha in halacha are right, right? That means that the kasha that Tosfos is asking is that why is the Gemara saying in Yodah Nifrosh and Mot? It would sound like the Gemara is saying that if the halacha doesn't apply, why shouldn't the halacha apply, right? Maybe that's what happened. And you have the halacha. So on that, the Ri is saying you're right, 100%. That the halacha, if he taka, she set him up, and he was punished because he knew. Then she taka would lose her ksuba. The reason why the Gemara is still bothered by that is not really from a halacha aspect. Gemara just by the case in the Mishnah, the lashon of the Mishnah, machilos, it sounds like that she successfully got him to eat, to do the aveirah. She was machshel him, and that Gemara says, "No, how did that happen?" That's what Tosfos says is Pshat Gemara. Now, on that, Tosfos asks the question: well, if that's true, then the whole kasha in the Gemara of either Yodah Nefesh only is possible if the Mishnah expresses that she was actually machshel him. So, if that's so in the next case, the Mishnah by Chala, right? Misham Shosei Nida, fine. That's the mashma she was mashma. But the next case, the Ein Kotz Lokalo, doesn't have any specific mashbois in that she was machshel him. So therefore, why is the Gemara asking the question there? Right? That's what Tosfos is kasha on the Ri is. And therefore, the Rashba takes a different stance on it. And the Rashba says that no, that Vais Techois, that it's not the Gemara's kasha over is not dependent on the case that the Mishnah seems to be talking, but we're talking a halacha aspect that in order for her to lose ksuba, she has to be machshelim. Okay, that's that. But now let's think about that. But zok derag, why taka? Why should you need that she's actually machshelim? So on that the Rashba says in Tosfos that because until she's actually machshel him, and if you want to catch her by making efforts, then he says that she could always say that, you know, I was just playing around. Yeah, I would have never, you know, caused him to actually be machshel. I was just a misacheques, right? So you're right. So then, according to that, it should come out, right? That's what I'm talking about, what I want to point out. That once this is the reason, that means that essentially the Raj was also masking that you don't really need that he was over the Avera, right, in order for him to get it. You just need that she shouldn't have the taina of Mesachech Hazani. That's what should come out, according to the way Tosfos explains it over here. Right, so you're right, so that there should be cases that
like she left his dinner for him, and she wasn't right, know when he was going to eat it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
So back to this other thing. When we ask this kasha on the Ri, we're saying because this whole lushan is going on both things, is going on the kotzel achala and the meiser. Because it doesn't ask specifically on the challah. It doesn't. There's no. Right? Is there a gemara that asks on the challah?
Oh, am I making a mistake? Yeah. No.
Oh, all the way down. Oh, sorry.
I think the brother asked her about it. In other words, we have a different lashon between Meiser and Chawa. Is the difference that typically the wife takes Chawa, and as compared to Meiser, unless she's feeding it, it's not assumed that she was specific, you know, it's not specifically on her tasks of list what to do. And I'm not bothered. Why specifically by Maisa does it say that she feeds him food that wasn't Maisa, as compared to by Chala, it says that she didn't take it. Mm-hmm. Is that because by Chala, there's the assumption that the wife, when making it, takes the Chala? Right, but by Meiser, you know, that's, you know, not a job specific to the wife, and it's only if, you know, if she's feeding it, then that's considered that she's being marshal him. But otherwise, if he, you know, sees food, so he wouldn't assume that anyone Meisered it yet. Is that,
That could be. I mean, and he's asking a general question. No matter how you understand, but what's the difference in the way the Mishnah is describing it?
Right.
Uh-huh. Now the difference that you're making, does that have a bearing in din? Machilosa she'ene me'usar. Okay, I mean, it's more like maybe just like technical. I mean if he goes to the to the silo, and, you know, takes out something, right? And eats it. She's not involved in that. It's nothing to do with her. Nothing to do with her. But a piece of baked good. It's her. That's her responsibility. That. Okay. Right. That wouldn't be. I mean, the idea is always. She's always involved over here, whatever it is, right? Whether he's nichshel or not, but she's the one who's making it happen. If you want to talk about meiser, it's machilasai. Okay, I hear that. That could be. So you're answering the question that, let's say, according to the Ri, that you don't need that she was machshel him. The reason why Mishnah is saying machilosai, because we want her to be involved. Otherwise, she's not really involved in Meiser. Okay, that could be. I hear that. Right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now let me just hear for a second where we are. Oh, so I just was thinking through that once you raise this point that it should come out that even according to the Rajbo that there'll be cases where she can't claim that, like Kigoyin, like you said, that, you know, if she leaves him food, she's not around at the time that he's going to eat it for her to catch him, to stop him, mm-hmm. Right? So if that's so does the question really come back again? Meaning to say that the whole Tosis's kasha was idiyoda nifresh, right? On that Tosis's question, maybe he was, and because she made the efforts, that's why she's losing it. So even according to the Rajbo, right? In this case, that's possible, right? Right. So according to what the Rajbo is saying. Because she could say, Mishata, he said, I would have stopped him. You know, it would sound like from the Gemara that this case that we're saying, that she's, you know, she's not around, whatever it is maybe this is not so shchiach, so the Gemara was not happy to assume that that's the case. And I think the Gemara has the right to say, Idiyoda, Nifroish, and if he actually was Polish, then not, because, you know, she could always say, I guess, you know, the Achlal, she's feeding him, she's around, right? That's the Chor, what we would say, but in the Chanami, right? You know, you want to make a special Akimta, fine, you know, maybe that could have been also an answer. but it doesn't take away from the question. Right? Taisa's kasha was like, what's the question? The other nefesh, okay, fine, he was perish, but she set him up. That was Taisa's saying. Right? So that's only shaykh if even though she's there. Okay.
Can I just go back one more time?
Yeah.
The Rasba holds that if he never ate the food, she's not tasted shalom b'ksuba. It doesn't apply. And the Ri holds even if she never ate it, even if as long as she tried, she's tasted shalom b'ksuba. Is that correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. That's how we're on semitasis. Okay. Is that good by you?
I'm a Kabbal. I it's not how I understood the read necessarily, but I am a Kabbal.
Okay. Very well. Now, one second, I'm just thinking there's one thing I wanted to point out.
I think the fact that the Rashba argues clearly shows that that's Pshat in the read.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And I was just, and if you learn through the Tosis well, right, even like the question on the read, I think it also brings it out. But definitely in the Rashi you see that, right? So sometimes, you know, that's if we don't understand one shita, you know, look at the other shita, then it gives, you know, gives the perspective, you know. Otherwise, they're saying the same thing. So right? Okay. Now, one second, Nochmo, what I wanted to know. Oh, yeah. So, but what is this machlokes, right? Let's just see if we could just set it up, right? I mean, it sounds like this, that seems to be a machlokes over here, that she's standing there, she's feeding him, and, you know, and he says, he tells, you know something, you know, I see what you're doing, you know, this is, you're feeding me, ain't a me'usar, right? And she says, no, I would never do that, I just was just playing a little joke over here, you know, second you put your fork into that, I was going to tell you, right? So it will look like over here that there's a machlokes, right? Over here between the Yushanim, whether by her tining them, Misacheches Hayisi, I just want to speak out over this, it's just way over here, where the machlokes is, and what the machlokes is based on. Yes, so we have a case over here, where she's setting him up, and he catches it, right? He catches it. Machlokes over here, whether or not she loses her ksuba because of this, and the reason why she might not lose her ksuba is because she said that, you know, I was never going to be machshel you, right? So that's clear that the basis of losing the ksuba is the fact, at least the fact that she's being machshel him. And whether she was successful or not, you know, is not relevant. Now, but it's mevu in the Gemara but the issue taka over here is that whether she could say that I wasn't intending to do it. That's not what this is. So that means essentially everyone holds. Right? That, like the Nachmin we said, that if we could decide that her intention was to be machshelim, then she definitely lose her ksuba. The question is that what's happening over? She's saying I wasn't. So is the machlekes over here whether she's believed? Right? Is that the shaila? She's saying it's no, I would never do that. Right? So is the shaila over here that is she believed that the reason why the re holds that she would lose her ksuba in such a case is because you don't believe her?
Well, does she actually have to say it, or right? In other words. In other words, again, the Ri is giving a very specific ukimta, right? But you know, let's say you know this happened, he didn't eat it, right? And she didn't say that I was just joking.
He didn't eat it, why? Because he got called away, or
no? He didn't eat it because he figured out what was happening, And she doesn't make the claim
If she doesn't make the claim, then I think that's poshut, right? That will be similar to what we just said, that everyone agrees, right? Everyone agree. If we don't have what to work with, maybe you want to know. Maybe we'll claim for her, but as long as we're looking this at this was a michshol,
right? But again, I'm saying that I think how I would understand right what the Rashba is saying is the masha sharatsta lachila emu yotza abloksuva the yachola lomer that we could say that she was just joking with her. In other words, it's not mashma that they specifically, we could dam mechav schus of what happened here, it's not a proof that she did it with ill intention, but it doesn't seem like.
Okay, so what's I'm saying? So you're saying even more. You're saying even more. You're just making the machlekes just maybe a water machlekes.
I mean, I could even say that.
My point, I was dining like this, is that if she does say that, right, what is the rehold?
So maybe the re would agree with that.
Right, the re agrees that if she actually tines mishat ha'yisi boy, then we do it. The machlekes is that do we assume minastam? Now I don't see why we should assume that. Why should we assume that? I mean that's again. What's the case? She's here. What is she saying? What is she saying?
She wants his name. She says. She,
I guess because we assume that people aren't going to let somebody else do an aveira.
Once a person eats it, right, the story's over, right?
Right.
But if he was about to, put his fork into it,
right,
and then he says, "Wait a second, I don't think this was my third." So so the question is, what if she gotten that extra.
So let's see, I would say that if she's there, then we'll ask her, what happened? Right? If she's not saying anything.
I'm saying that, right? It doesn't seem like that's what the Rashba's saying, right?
Okay, that might be true, but what is it? So you're talking about a case where she's not here. For whatever reason, she's not around to ask. Right? If she's here to ask, then I don't see why we should make assumptions, without hearing what she has to say. Now, isn't it always like that? If the person's in front of you, so what do you say? Right? We don't have to.
If she said that, even if she said that, no, that wasn't my intention. Then we have a klal of Ema Adamos Atzma Rasha. Her saying.
Okay, you're understanding that, like, he left the stoma is...
So we never assume that someone's doing something evil unless we have a proof.
Okay, this is a pretty much reglaim with Dovr over here, right? Is that what we assume? That's what's going on.
Is it possible the machlokes between Rashba and Riyah is whether an avera has to happen, a real nichshol has to happen, or just she tried it, or whether attempting is enough of a reason?
Yes, but we were medayek from the way the Rashba explains. The Rashba says that she could say that there was never an intention of nichshol. That's what the Rashba says. That's why she's not going to lose her ksuba in that case, but not because you essentially need the michshol.
So in Michael's case, where she set up the supper and she left the house and he would have eaten it, but he decided not to eat. He has a stomachache, and he decides he can't eat supper tonight. and he never had the nechsha, but she had 100% kavana nechsha, and she wasn't going to be able to stop him because she wasn't home. In that case, everyone would agree that she takes a shalom b'ksuba.
That's what I would think.
I think
Shlomo's agreeing, right? Because if she's not on site to catch it, then we can't help you on such a thing like that.
About what Shlomo said about Ein Adam Eitzem Asma Russia, we have a concept Todas Badin Kmei Edom Dami. Moshe Aaron Friedman spoke about it.
We'll see about that.
When a person admits that he owes that he stole, he's believed. There's time, especially here, it's Nogia money, it's Nogia whether she loses her ksuba or not.
Okay.
It becomes, we shouldn't talk about it over here.
That's a machlokas immersion.
Yeah. Let me just see over here. Let's see how the Rand brings it over here. This machlokas. That's moida taka, right? This map we talk about over here, right? I mean, talking about right over here, right? Maybe she was moida afterwards. She was moida afterwards. That's one of the places where the Shadim talk about it. Just in this gemara over here, why do I say? Right. I mean, it's Mino Yoda. Maybe because she was moida, right? As Rishonim say. So that's what the Rishonim talk about, whether Mason Masmi Rosh or Hador's Baldin. Okay, that's another point that will.
What's the Ron say? Oh,
late. Sorry. Let me just see that.
That's not my good reason for standing and falling asleep.
You understand the sleep.
So you're trying to say that the Ri would agree if she can say Misacheka Sayisi, that the Ri would agree to that?
I'm sorry, one more time. That what? I thought that the Ri held that she would not be able to say Misacheka. Now Shlomo was offering that. Maybe the whole issue over here is that without her saying anything, whether the issue is whether we assume that it was misacheges. So it's not a question whether she's believed or not. The question is whether we assume that or not. But maybe if she would actually say she's misacheges, then definitely she would be believed according to everyone.
For sure, if the case is she puts down food in front of him that's not ma'aser, he's about to eat it, she goes, stop, it's not ma'aser, don't eat it. In that case, then for sure she doesn't lose anything.
Right.
If she actually does miss out, everyone agrees to that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
And everybody agrees if he actually ate it. So the focus is that he didn't eat it for whatever reason because of himself.
She said, you got
if
me.
You figured out my joke.
What?
There's never a case that he ate it that's... If he ate it, then everyone agrees it's taste of Shalom B'Ksuba?
Yeah, if there was Hasra.
Yeah, but if there's Hasra, then Hasra, he heard the Hasra, or he gave the Hasra.
He was discussing that. There was a case where he didn't hear the Hasra, right? That someone else gave it, not in front of him. Stop doing that joke. It's not funny.
Now, I just want to mention something, Michael, maybe if you get a chance to see this, that... We just said it like this, that the way Tosis brings the Shita Sarajva is that the reason why we need that he actually ate it is because there's always a taina of Mishate, right? Whoever makes the taina, right? Whoever getting involved in, right? That's what the Rashba says. Now, if you look,
can Rebbe's repeat that?
Even the Shita's Rashba says that she has to be machshel him right. is only because otherwise she could say that that wasn't my intention because I was going to catch him at the end. I was going to stop him at the end. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, if you see in the Ran, the Ran brings this machlekes also. It doesn't bring the same names. He doesn't speak it out like that necessarily. He says, He just puts down the facts, right? That this first shita holds that only if she's actually successful. She's not successful, then not moitzi. He doesn't say because of mishata hayisi, right? The mashmois of the Ran, right? The way the Ran says it says that it maybe it's not dependent on the mishata. But
so in Michael's case, when she put down the food and left the house, and he never ate it in the end, then it would not be tasted shabbat
soup. Right. Right. That's right. That's what we're coming to say over here. Right. That would be the mashmois over here. Right. You have to see in the Rishonim how they bring down these sheaths over here. Is it dependent on the mishata or not? Right. And then in cases when they have no mishata. Right, that's what l'chabsa chanafka meaning. Okay.
Mishata misacheches is the same thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was
mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Right. Now, let's just be madgish that, because it's talking very late right now. But let's just highlight this, right? And we'll see if you can think about it. But This point over here, right? Let's say the Rishonim talk about, specific. This comes out in a few different Eifanim, but let's say so the Rishonim talk about it like this. The Gemara wants to know, you know, if he didn't know at the time, so how do you find out later, right? So the Ram brings that maybe she was Moida, right? Right, you know, what she wanted to do. Well, it wasn't enough that she was mashing. She wants to know that it was over. Right, you know, so she tells him, you know, I just caught you. Right. So is that enough? Is that enough basis? So the machlekes and shame over here is has to do with the fact that there's two halachas over here. Mitzad echad ain't other meisim atzmei rasha. A person is not neman. Is not neman to put themselves in a status of a rosho that they didn't have aveira. That's on one hand, so that would be a reason why maybe she would not be neman. But the idachisa there's aloha of hadas baldin kimei eidin dami. Right, that a person could be mischayev themselves akoponim when it comes to momenis over here. Right, a person admits that they were nischayev, they borrowed money, you know, they were mazik, whatever it is, right? So hadas baldin is kmei eidin lami, and there's kibshut, there's an emonis on that, right?
There's another thing here, though. If she admits that she didn't take maisa from it, it could have a nafkamina for the remaining food from that thing. That maybe we believe her because it affects what's remaining, the food that's sitting here, that he ate half the food, but the other half is not gemeisered or whatever.
So me probably benegate to the rest, that's a shaila of eid echanem b'isurin, right? Right? As far as
so
that.
So if she says that it was not gemeisered, and so she would have to be believed then.
Well, I don't mean these are two different halachas, right? Eidech and Embisun is not enough basis to establish that she was machshel him, right? That's a different halacha. Eidech and Embisun is not enough to establish that.
Well, I'm sure that we would take Meiser again before we finish anybody else.
That's true. But there are different issues over here, and this is really part of the Shiloh over here. There are different issues which require different types of Neman to have different guidelines. And I just want to speak out like this, is that the reason why that Hoidos Baldim will work over here is only because it's relevant to Ksuba, right? To a monetary issue, right? So even on the Tzad, and this might be the question over here, like this, in other words, like this. See, over here, she has to say that she was Machshalim, and if she's Machshalim, it affects a monetary issue. So the status of being machshel him is something that she's not neman to, but the moment is she is neman. So one might understand that maybe that's the question over here, that since the moment is dependent on the status, she can't be neman gabri status, so it doesn't help the gabri moment. Since this moment is, if she's a person's moida that I borrowed you money. So the nemnis is directly on the momenis. But over here, the loss of momenis is dependent on being machshel him, and that's something that she's not nemnis, so it doesn't start. That's one side, how you could understand why that over here, it's not going to help Hadas Baldin, because the Hadas Baldin is dependent on the initial edus, which is really, you know, on the Mason Masmin Rosh. No? That maybe we could possibly think that maybe we could split it, right? In other words, that anything which ultimately is money oriented, that she'll have an emanus. So she'll believe that she was machshel him le'inyan, losing her ksuba. So Taka won't actually change her status. We're not going to believe her, you know, as far as that's concerned. But concerning the mominus, it'll be like a pagina, right? Basically, what we're saying over here, right? That
will we trust her in the future, or does she lose her nemanis for all future?
So I don't know. You talk about a case where we know from other sources that she was not talking about this issue over here.
She admitted. She goes.
Well, let's talk about if she didn't admit, right? Let's talk about if we knew from other sources. What about that?
From the sources, then we know for a fact that she was machshel him, and then she lost her namanas.
Okay, so I mean that's for sure by you, right?
I think that's pasha.
Okay. So now you want to know that will she lose her namanas in the future? So what I was saying was that she won't. Because her whole nemanis is only momentous oriented, so her nemanis is only concerning the momentous. But as far as her status of that as an issue by itself, Shitaka would not be nem because they not mes masir rosha. Right, that's what I was offering.
Is her losing the ksuba because we're worried that she's going to do it in the future, or because what she did in the past? Let's say, Anafkamina, if she dies...
That's a question.
Right? And so therefore, she's not going to do it again, right? So would her Yershim, you know, get the Ksuba or something?
Right, so I think this is Mavu in the Rambam that that Michael said over. I think the Rambam talks about in the case that he wants to stay married to her. Nevertheless, you know, her ksuba is lost. She's not going to get a ksuba, right? Because this like the Rambam says, right? Mm-hmm. That, you know, Chazal didn't intend, you know, ksuba for her. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Okay, so it's very, very, very late.